I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A U.S. air attack last night killed at least 11 Pakistani soldiers in the wild border area with Afghanistan. The Pentagon says it regrets the loss of life, but it defended the strike as legitimate. Pakistan's military is furious. As The World's Katie Clark reports, the incident underscores the fragility of the alliance between the U.S. and Pakistan in the so-called War on Terror.
There have been conflicting reports about what happened last night near a checkpoint in Pakistan's northwest border province. Coalition forces in Afghanistan say they'd been fired upon by insurgents. They tracked them with an unmanned aerial drone toward the Pakistan border, then called in an airstrike. Here's a spokeswoman for coalition forces in Afghanistan.
These forces that engaged our forces inside of Afghanistan were positively identified through our liaison with the Pakistan Army as being not Pakistan military. They verbally confirmed with us that they were in fact the enemy, and we proceeded the engagement.
The Pakistani military was quick to respond, calling the deaths of members of its paramilitary Frontier Corps a completely unprovoked and cowardly act.
We do not consider this an accident. This was a deliberate act of violence against our border post.
It's unclear whether last night's engagement involved American military aircraft crossing into Pakistan. The U.S. has launched missile strikes into Pakistan from unmanned aircraft in the past, although it doesn't officially confirm such attacks. These strikes don't sit well with Pakistan, which considers them a violation of its sovereignty. Marvin Weinbaum is a former State Department analyst on Pakistan and Afghanistan. He says last night's incident couldn't have come at a worse time.
It reinforces the argument of those who say that the United States acts in the area in its own interests and is not concerned here with lives of Pakistanis or Pakistani sovereignty. So it takes the focus away from where we wanted it to be,
which is cracking down on Taliban and al-Qaeda safe havens in the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. That's where Osama bin Laden is thought to be hiding. Earlier this week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff repeated concerns that if left unchecked, the next terrorist attack on U.S. soil could come from this lawless area. Pakistan's new coalition government has been trying to reach out to tribal leaders in the border region. It wants them to stop sheltering Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters. But Weinbaum believes they're doomed to fail.
Their argument is that these are Pashtuns like we are, and we can talk to them and work with the traditional leaders and help to rebuild the traditional leadership. The problem is it's very late in the game.
Weinbaum says most of the traditional leaders have either been killed or have fled. That leaves the government negotiating with people who are committed to turning Pakistan into a replica of Afghanistan under the Taliban. And that's not something the United States or the majority of Pakistanis want. Weinbaum says, though, that the U.S. needs to give the new government in Pakistan a chance to figure out for themselves that the only real solution to terrorism is likely a military one. But Kamran Ali of the University of Texas at Austin says a military response is a short-term solution. He says there are other long-term ways to combat terrorism in Pakistan that the U.S. should also be encouraging.
For instance, if we can sort of have socioeconomic aid and other kinds of help to stabilize democracy and to also create environments in which people feel that they have a modicum of chance of a decent living, then perhaps also extremism can be tackled in a better way.
But in order for that to happen, Washington and Islamabad need to learn to trust one another again. For The World, this is Katie Clark.